The mission is simple: to help high achievers naturally eliminate emotional and physical obstacles so they can optimize their life for higher achievement. Welcome. You have just entered the Genesis Zone. Good day and welcome to the Genesis Zone show. This is Dr. Brian Brown. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us on this beautiful Thursday. Today's episode is a bit different. We're going to be discussing owner's manuals. Yep, you heard that right. We are discussing owner's manuals. Your car has one, your TV has one. Heck, just about everything you own has an owner's manual, but your body does not. Why is that? Now answer this question. Which kind of person are you? Are you the kind of person that never reads the owner's manual? Or are you the kind of person that just skims the owner's manual just to kind of get an overview of what's going on? Or are you the person that reads the owner's manual cover to cover? I know a lot of people like that. I'm kind of a skimmer, I'll be quite honest with you, but I've never been one to kind of sit down and read it thoroughly. It's just kind of, to me, it's a waste of time. But if you're watching live, answer in the comments, which one are you? Never read, skim through it, or you read it in full? I'm curious. Like I said, owner's manuals are everywhere. We have them for everything, but we don't have them for the human body. In my opinion, there are some problems with that. The number one problem I see with this is that, and I'm going to get on my soapbox here in just a second, it forces us to farm out the responsibility for our health, our wellness, and our longevity to other people, to people that we call experts. And now more than ever before, we are hyper aware that this may not be the best course of action. The number two problem I see is that it creates a scenario that where it develops in us a mindset of dependence and dare I say entitlement, like saying, hey, I've got this issue, but it's up to you to fix it. And lastly, number three, if we rely on what I said in number one, is that we farm out our responsibility to other experts, and number two, we kind of approach it from a dependence mindset, an entitlement mindset, that it puts us in a place of selling our health, our wellness, and our longevity to the highest bidder. I don't say that lightly. I'm one that's been on the traditional side of medicine for a long time and years ago made the transition to alternative medicine. But I think the question that you have to ask yourself at the end of the day is, are you selling your health, your wellness, and your longevity to the highest bidder by not having an owner's manual, by not focusing on an owner's manual and taking that responsibility and that ownership? And I know this sounds harsh, but it's the reality of where I think we are right now. And it's because we don't have our own personal owner's manual. You see, in the material world, owner's manuals are for things that are exactly the same. You know, it's easy to write an owner's manual for something that has an on-off switch, but it's nearly impossible to write an owner's manual for something as complex as this human body is. So, forever and ever, we've been forced to farm out our responsibility, the ownership of our bodies, to a system that claims to have the owner's manual instructions on how to get things fixed. Now, what I'm proposing is that the current system does not operate with the knowledge of, get this, your unique owner's manual. Instead, it operates from the perspective that we are all the same, no more than a toaster or a microwave oven or a flat screen TV or an automobile. when in reality, we are extremely complex individuals. Listen to that last word, individuals. We aren't assembly line appliances or automobiles. We are uniquely and wonderfully made individuals. So what's the answer? Well, I'm glad you asked. Allow me to share where I came from to discover the answer to this question. Over the years, I've had the distinct privilege of practicing psychiatry. It was the field of medicine as a specialty that first adopted this technology and started looking at people in their uniqueness. And that field of study is called pharmacogenomics. Now, pharmacogenomics, don't get hung up on the term. It's just a fancy term for saying that we can now look at your genetic information and determine which medications you should take and which medications you shouldn't take. And the field of pharmacogenomics or pharmacogenetics is rapidly expanding and rapidly growing, okay? And it's brought us to where we are today. So even before the Human Genome Project was finished, pharmacogenomics was emerging and we were starting to use this in psychiatry. Now fast forward almost 25 years, and we have this new field of science that's growing, and it's the field of epigenetics. Now, epigenetics are those modifiable factors, those factors that can modify your human genome. Think of it like this. Your genes are like the keys on a piano keyboard. And epigenetics is like the piano player that comes along and presses those keys. Something or someone has to come along and press the keys, those genetics. And that someone or something is that epigenetic modifier, okay? For example, and we've talked about this on the show in the past weeks, exercise is an epigenetic modifier. We know that exercise cuts on certain good genes and it cuts off certain bad genes. We know that good sleep cuts on certain good genes and cuts off certain bad genes. So those are just two examples of epigenetics and how we can benefit from that level of intervention. Now, did you know that you can profile your genome, your genetics, your personal genetics, your unique individual genetics, and you can look at all of the keys on the keyboard? You can see, okay, what is my body set up to do for energy production? What is my body set up to do for detoxification? What is my body set up to do for inflammation management? What are some of my genetic health risk? And then epigenetically, we know through studies that there are certain natural things that we can do to cut these bad switches off and these good switches on. That, in my opinion, is the closest thing we have to an owner's manual. It's the closest thing you have to an owner's manual, and it's unique as your own fingerprint. You see, when we start operating in the field of medicine from the direction, and I firmly believe this is a paradigm shift that is coming. I don't know how long it's going to take for it to arrive. We are using it now in the work that I do, where we start with your epigenetics first, and we let the epigenetics dictate what further lab that we need to have done. In other words, we start by mapping out your owner's manual, and we have that owner's manual in hand, and we're able to teach you, not just me saying, okay, this is what's out of balance and this is what needs to happen. No. We teach you how to understand your owner's manual, how to read your owner's manual, and what you can do to modify that the switches within this thing that we, this complex thing that we call the human body. So, as I was saying, epigenetics is the closest thing that you have to an owner's manual for your body. And you may be thinking, how is this going to apply later on down the road? I really don't understand this. Well, let me give you an example. If I have a client that I've been working with, and this person, we've done the epigenetic profiling on them, and let's say they're going to be having surgery, then, and every, you know, if you need surgery, you need surgery. It's one of those things you can't avoid. I've always said that, you know, if you break your leg, you need an orthopedic surgeon to fix that leg. You know, so let's say you need surgery, and then we pull that genetic profile, that epigenetic profile out, and we look at that person's owner's manual, and we see, oh, this person right here has problems with detoxification. So pre-surgically, we probably need to pre-medicate them with these supplements to ramp up or expand the detoxification pathways, so that when they go through surgery, they're able to clear that anesthesia medicine much, much easier, much quicker, much better, and start feeling normal again. I mean, if you've ever met somebody that's had surgery and they have this lingering brain fog, low energy, nausea, the list of symptoms goes on and on and on, it's probably because genetically they are not handling the detoxification well. That's one of many examples. Another example is, you have a person comes in that has struggled with low energy most of their life or most of their adult life. And they've been everywhere. They've done everything. They've been to this specialist, that specialist, and their blood work gets checked, and maybe a urine specimen, and they're told everything is quote unquote normal. And then eventually what happens, they see enough of these experts, these people that are supposed to be operating from the be all end all owner's manual for everybody, the rubber stamp approach, if you will. They say everything's normal, and they say that enough. You go to enough of these specialists, these experts, and eventually one of them is going to say, it must all be in your head, because you've been to four other people. They've all said it's normal. I'm seeing the same thing. It's normal. It's got to be psychiatric. So here's a prescription for an antidepressant. And we hear this over and over and over again. I've heard it so much until I'm sick and tired of hearing it. And it was one of the reasons that I decided to start looking at the field of epigenetics as a possibility for using that in clinical practice. Selfishly, I have to be completely honest with you, with my own health and wellness journey, having had a heart that stopped at least 14,600 times from age 5 to 45 because of a misdiagnosis. I was misdiagnosed with night terrors. I was electrocuted at age 5, and it ended up being a cardiac condition that was causing my heart to stop repetitively at least one time a night, usually 2 to 3 times a night. And that took a physical toll on my body. It took an emotional toll on my body. I ended up over a 16-year period on 9 different antidepressants. None of them worked. I didn't need them. And when I left traditional medicine and I started down the alternative medicine path and I started to find healing, I never could get to 100%. And that bothered me. And that's one of the things that forced me into looking at epigenetics. And I started looking at epigenetics, and I was like, maybe there's a possibility here. And I started implementing some of those things into my life. And I was like, holy cow, this is radical, life-changing stuff. I was able to get to nearly 100% within weeks with energy, with brain fog, with mood, with anxiety management, things like that. And that was a place that I'd not been in most of my remembering life. So I tell you all that to say this: the future of medicine is not necessarily in full swing as it's going to be. But I'm going on record and I'm saying that epigenetics, epigenetic testing, epigenetic profiling of patients, of clients, will be the future of medicine. We are going to understand at a very unique, at a fingerprint level, if you will, inside the body, we're going to understand who you are, what your body responds to, which of your switches are bad switches and they're cut on, and we need to cut them off. And which of your switches are good switches that are cut off that we need to cut on. And we're gonna start to understand that, and we're going to start to apply this clinically. The challenge that I ran into when I started using this clinically is there's a mountain of information when you're talking about epigenetics. And you've got to have a really targeted way to eat the elephant. I mean, we've always heard this analogy, how do you eat an elephant? You eat an elephant one bite at a time. Well, that's the way you have to do epigenetics. And I thought to myself, there has to be a way to prioritize where we start and what we start working on and which genetics we focus on. And I spent 2 years going back. I hired a research assistant, and I spent 2 years going back through all of my patient charts and looking at data, looking at and crunching the data, poring over it. And eventually, I came to the conclusion that your symptom profile falls into one of five categories. And when we can identify which of those five categories is your primary category, then we know exactly which epigenetic profiling or profiles we need to focus on within that category in order to get that category fixed. There was a book that came out several years ago. It's a business book. It's called The One Thing. And in that book, the author talks about, go throughout your day, start your day with this in mind. Which domino can I topple first that's going to topple the rest of the dominoes? And that's what I did when I created this system that we can apply clinically and understand which is the primary domino that needs to be toppled first. And that's what helped me create the Gene Hack Bootcamp and subsequently the more intensive program, the Gene Hack Accelerator. Now, I've got the Gene Hack Bootcamp opening back up on September 27th. There's a minimal investment. You can go to drbriangbrown.com/GeneHack/GeneHack Bootcamp. And you can find the answers to what you're needing in this bootcamp, because we are actually going to profile you through this proprietary questionnaire that I have that's going to determine which of your five zones is your primary zone, the one domino that needs to be toppled. And then I'm going to show you exactly which genetic test you need to focus on for that domino to topple. That's what you're going to get in the Gene Hack Bootcamp. The first time that we did this several months back, got rave reviews, and we've improved it. It's going to be even better this time. And I'm excited to be doing this. It's one of those things that's been a passion project of mine for years. And because I knew it was the way that we need to be going in healthcare, the way we need to be going in wellness care, the way we need to be going in longevity care. Because think of this, if we were able to see with your owner's manual, and I'm switching analogies just a little bit, but imagine if this owner's manual also included a roadmap. And this roadmap was able to identify where the potholes were on your journey from point A to point Z. And we could develop a plan to not only avoid those potholes, but fill those potholes in before we even got to them. That's what epigenetics does. In my mind, that's what I see clinically. I see results that used to take me 6, 9, 12 months to get in traditional medicine, and, you know, 4 to 6 months to get in alternative medicine, that now with starting with the epigenetics first, we're able to get results in as little as 3, 4, 5 weeks. It's absolutely amazing. I can't tell you how amazing it is. You have to experience it. But if you're curious about this and you want to know more information, join the Gene Hack Bootcamp. That's all I've got to tell you. It's going to be mind blowing. It's going to open your mind to a world of possibilities you didn't even know existed, because nobody's talking about this. Nobody's using this as a frontline approach. The very first thing, because when you go to your primary care doctor now, what do? They ask you a bunch of questions and then they draw blood work. Well, what if we didn't do that anymore? What if we asked you those questions and we started with your genetics and we let the genetics dictate the blood work that we did? It just makes all the sense in the world from the perspective that I'm working from when we're talking about wellness care and longevity care. Check it out. I'd love to see you there. And if you decide to pop in and you've joined, let me know. If you're watching this live, let me know. Hey, Brian, I'm in. I've joined. Because I want to know who they are. I want to celebrate with you, because trust me when I say this, it is going to be a mind-blowing experience. That's all I've got for today, guys. Tune in next Thursday at noon Eastern Standard Time for our next In the Zone segment, where I'll be sharing the latest research and my insights about that research and optimizing your physical, emotional, and mental wellness journey. Most informed, most trusted, and most grateful that you spent this time with us today. Stay in the zone. I'm Dr. Brian Brown.